In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. There's good news for vacationers in Michigan. Pure Michigan's Dave Lorenz says the prices for hotels, restaurants, and attractions could go down.
I think you're going to see prices start to decline now, not as much because the demand will slow, but simply because they will understand that if we don't get the prices to be more affordable for hotels and restaurants and experiences, we will then help in really harming the economy by slowing down the spending that's out there.
Lorenz says Michigan's travel revenue fortunes will hinge on the number of out-of-state travelers the state can attract. The delayed harbor dredging and beach restoration projects in St. Joseph and South Haven are scheduled to begin as soon as next week. With Rowan Salvage already working on the inner harbor project in St. Joseph, the Army Corps of Engineers say the outer harbor dredging crew isn't far behind. Grand Haven resident engineer Elizabeth Wilkinson provides an update on the project's timeline as the King Company continues its emergency dredging in Muskegon.
The dredging is still ongoing at Muskegon, but the King Company recently got another dredge up and running, so they're planning to mobilize that dredge to St. Joe and start dredging by the 1st. So they'll be there for probably a week to 10 days, and then they'll head from there to South Haven.
Dredging is done every year to remove excess sediment from the river to ensure a clear pathway for maritime travel. The material from the inner harbor in St. Joseph will be trucked to the airport, while the outer harbor sediment will be used to replenish Lions Park Beach. South Haven sediment will be placed along South Beach. St. Joseph City Commissioners have signed off on a proposed location for a monument to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. The Unified Civil Rights Monuments Project is seeking to install monuments to the civil rights legend in both Benton Harbor and St. Joseph. St. Joe Commissioners on Monday agreed the south end of the Upton Arboretum is a good fit. Mayor Laura Goose said the plan of the Unified Civil Rights Monuments Project will go beyond just MLK.
What they want to do is, yes, the first figure is Martin Luther King Jr., but they want to work in the ability to have local civil rights leaders into the monument itself.
The MLK monument in Benton Harbor will be at Dwight P. Mitchell City Center Park. St. Joe Commissioners noted the final design of the monument is yet to be determined, and in fact, its location will guide the artists on that decision. The City Parks Advisory Board and City Commissioners will have to approve that design as well. The goal is to construct a monument next year. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.